The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
I'm on my very first bear hunt on North Mountain with a group of hunters from Craig County. Think burly dudes with beards, camouflage, and walkie-talkies. Their hounds are outfitted with GPS collars. We've been tracking a bear almost all day. Scrambling up yet another mountain following the sound of the barking dogs, I see hunters surrounding what looks like a dead tree. They point to indicate the bear is hiding in a large hole toward the top of the trunk. One of the hunters bangs the tree with a stick. Nothing happens. He then throws a few small stones into the hole to flush the bear. A small, black, furry head pops out. In a flash, the bear leaps from the tree. I wait for the crack of gunfire. Instead, the bear throws itself down the hill and runs away. The dogs are held back by leashes.
What'd you think?
That was really incredible.
These hunters did something I didn't expect. They let the bear go.
Bear was always our adversaries.
David Steger was, until very recently, president of the Virginia Bear Hunting Association.
Something to pursue that really give you a sense of accomplishment when you finally got one up a tree. Of course, that comes from loving to hunt with dogs.
Many states have banned bear hunting with hounds outright. Critics call it inhumane and unethical. And Steger agrees there are some unethical bear hunters out there.
I've seen where they throwed them down over the bank. The old bear hadn't even been gutted. The bear had had a tooth pull, so they had checked it in, but then they throwed it away.
I don't understand why.
Didn't want it. They don't eat them. We do. These boys, they'll fight you over the bear meat.
But Steger says those hunters represent a small minority, and that his association has campaigned hard to change that perception. Their lobbying efforts are actually part of why the state's bear population is so high. It sounds a bit mercenary, protecting a species in order to hunt it. But not to Jamie Sajecki.
I don't come from a hunting background, and I don't hunt. My interest all through schooling and everything was wildlife management.
Sajecki is the Black Bear Project Leader for Virginia's Game Department. She's a vegetarian. She studies bears for a living. She wears Birkenstocks. She could not be further apart on the philosophical spectrum from David Steger, but they forged a surprising alliance when it comes to protecting bears.
Hunters in general, they fight just as hard as people from other conservation groups to keep those open spaces and to fight for wildlife. That passion that I feel like I have for bears and bear management is shared by the hunting community.
Steger's association has participated in bear biology studies. They were the driving force behind the Game Department's decision to separate bear hunting from their traditional $22 big game license after surveys showed that more than half of all bears were being shot by hunters tracking other game. He and Sajecki also agree there may be better ways of dealing with nuisance bears than issuing excessive kill permits to farmers.
She cares for the bear. It's not just a job to her, just like it's not just a sport for me. We both actually care for the bear's welfare. And like the resource that it is, it hurts us when it's squandered.
These and other efforts have allowed Virginia's bear population to grow roughly 9% since 2000 to an estimated 17,000 bears today. And last year's bear harvest was more than 2,300, the second highest on record. Reporting from Craig County, I'm Jesse Nadler.